Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagheward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenya, off the Dawenya-Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
When you put your trust in God, nothing is impossible. When you trust in His word, hearken to the voice of God today. Is there anything too hard for me? So put your trust.
Come crumbling down.
Hallelujah.
Every opposition has given way.
Amen.
And you are walking in your victory and your blessing.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout amen.
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 And take your seats on top of your enemies.
Wow.
Wow. We serve a big God and a great God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Beautiful, beautiful. So you are welcome to church. You are welcome to church, and you are not living the same as you came.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. We want to continue our message on forceful evangelistic Christianity. Forceful evangelistic Christianity. Amen. I want to read some few verses, and then we'll continue. But what we are doing is very important. Seeking to get people to church, seeking to make sure they stay. It's the heart of God. You get it? So when you go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, just to know what you are doing, Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, he says that, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? It means that what we are doing, we have to have faith that we are doing a good thing. If God can do this, then he goes on to say, therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? And are these not the things we are thinking about? This is why we go to school. This is why we work. This is why we do everything. What we will eat, what we will drink, and what we will wear. That's why we go. Do you get it? And then verse 32, it says that for all these things, the Gentiles are also looking for it. Is it the Gentiles? I mean, in other words, those who don't go to church, those who are not believers, those who don't call themselves born again, and all that. They are also looking for all these things. So what is the difference between you and them? Do you get it? For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. God knows that you need it. Amen. What do you need that you think God doesn't know? What do you need? The Bible says God knows that you have need of all these things. This one, I didn't say all the things. You talk about eat, drink, and wear. Is that not so? But there's marriage, there's school, there's scholarship. There's so many things that God knows you need. How many of you have needs here? A lot. You have things you need. Do you know that God knows that you need them? How many of you here think God doesn't know? Okay, how many of you think God knows? But how many of you think God cares? If why hasn't he given it to you? He knows and he cares. Are you sure? How many of you think that he wants to give it to you? God wants to give what you need to you. Yeah, God wants to give it to you. So say that, for your heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. Then 33 says what? But seek you, as for you. Do you get it? The difference between you and the Gentiles, the difference between you and those who don't believe, is that as for you, seek first the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things include what? The food, what you eat, what you wear, where you live, cars. Okay, and what again? Accommodation. And what again? Marriage. Okay. And job. Is that not so? How many of you want jobs? They don't need anything. Why? I should come to this side there, because they don't need anything. You need jobs. Okay. Now, how would a job come? But say, seek first. Seek first. The kingdom of God is doing what God wants to be done. If God was here himself, do you get it? If God was in church today, or God was living in Tema today, what do you think God would be doing? If God was living at the Wenya, or 25, if God was living at Kokompe, what do you think God will be doing in Kokompe? So that thing that God will be doing is what Bible says, when you do it first, and that thing means that God is interested in souls. God is interested in what? Souls. So when you do that and you do other things, then God will bless you. The things will come. Are you getting what I'm saying? What we are doing, bringing people to church and everything, you are doing the kingdom of God. And you must believe God and expect blessings. Are you getting what I'm saying? You must believe and expect blessings. Amen. We are talking about what? Forceful evangelistic Christianity. That means that you just don't want to do anything just like that. You want to do it by force. So let's read these few verses and we'll go on. My first scripture is Matthew 11, 12. Let's all read together. So you hear violence, is that not so? And you hear force, which means that until you apply a certain kind of force, you are not able to work the kingdom of God. Until you're able to apply some force, and with that force, you see, some people, you have to force them. With that force, it will not work. Hallelujah. It will not work. Let's read the next verse. Luke chapter 16, verse 27. This verse was told by the rich man when he went to hell. Remember the rich man who would not listen to any word. When they sent to go for the rich man, he insulted the people who were sent to go and call him to come to church. When Lazarus visited the rich man on campus and told the student that he should come to church, she was bored. When somebody put a rich man on bus and brought a person to church, the person was bored. That why you bring me for church this time, I won't go home. Every time he's angry. But this rich man, today, he is somewhere in hell. He died and he went to hell. Then when he went to hell, this was the message he was preaching in hell. The message that he wouldn't listen. Message that somebody went and told him, now come to church. They said, me, I don't go to church. I won't go anywhere. I won't go to church. The church, they keep too long. The church is far. The church is that. This rich man today, in hell, look at what he's saying. He said that, I pray that you send somebody to my father's house. You send somebody to my campus. Or you send somebody to my area. Or you send somebody to my community. He said, I pray that you send somebody there. Why? He says, for I have five friends, I have five brothers, that they will testify unto them so that they don't come to where I am. So we realize that this rich man, it's now that he has seen, it's now that he has seen that all the things that they were telling him, that come to church, come for fellowship meeting, join the bus, give your life to Christ, all that come to church regularly, and he wouldn't. It's now that he has seen that it's very important. It's very important. So now I say, can you send somebody there to go and tell them for me? Are you getting what I'm saying? So don't wait till you get to a point before you say, yeah, it will be too late. Now this rich man is too late for him. But where he was, can you imagine? He didn't want his brothers to be there. He didn't want his brothers to be there. So that is why it is very important that we have forceful evangelistic Christianity. And then let's go to Jude chapter 1, verse 23. Jude is only one chapter. Jude 1, 23. It says what? And others say with what? Others say with fear. Others say with fear. Pulling them out of the fire. You see, so here too you can see that God is telling us that we have to be forceful. We should pull. Don't pull somebody by just dancing and saying anything to the person. You have to pull with strength. If somebody is in fire, you have pulled the person. Would you just go and stand there and just tell the person, oh, can you please jump and come and see me? Hold my hand, hold my hand. Is that what you will do? You will fight. And he said that, pull them out of fire. And some of you sitting here, today somebody is pulling you out of fire. Somebody is pulling you out of fire. I am sure when the person invited you to come, you didn't even want to come. You are in fire, but you can't feel that you are in fire. Fire that is nice. Have you seen fire that is nice before? You haven't seen fire that is nice? Okay, you go and ask the frog. He was in water and the water was boiling. He was enjoying the water. See, the water is boiling nicely. But at the point, the water got to a certain temperature. But then I realized it was dead. Do you get it? So there are some fire that looks nice. You are in the fire, but you don't know you are in fire. He said, pull them. Pull them. Some are in fire, but they are enjoying the fire. Yeah. They are enjoying the fire. You know where you are. So you have to go and stand there and say, look, I am pulling you. And sometimes you have to pull them by visiting them. By calling them. Don't bring anybody out of fire and leave the person just like that. You have to be forceful. And one of the reasons why we have to be forceful, or some of the reasons why we have to be forceful, include the fact that life, the life that we are living, is becoming very hectic in our time. That people are busy working. Have you not seen how things are becoming now? Life is not making it any easier for people. Do you get it? To come into the kingdom of God. Everything is being done in such a way that it is becoming more difficult more difficult for people to serve God, for people to continue to serve God, for people to come to church. Because you have to work. Is that not so? You have to work. One day we brought somebody to church and he was a barber. And the barber, to the time that his business come, is Sundays. I think Sundays from 11 going or so. That's why people have rested from Saturday. So they want to go and barb their hair. The person got bored. And I think he was trying to go out. And the usher said, oh, go and sit down. I said, where? I have to go to work. It wasn't easy at the gate. The person said, I want to go to work. That's when he will get his business. Is that not so? So life is becoming very hectic. So we are living in times that it's not so easy to just get people and say, come to church. Any excuse they will get, they will make. So that is why Christianity must be forceful. As the world is becoming forceful. You see, the world is becoming forceful. Do you know how the world is becoming forceful? Have you not seen some of the adverts that come on television? Forceful evangelistic world. Forceful. The world is doing everything to get attention. Yes. So that when you watch television, the thing you don't want to watch while you are watching, it is evangelism. Evangelism of the world. Yes. Having to put on your phone and suddenly something will pop up on the phone. You are not thinking about a thing. It pops up, pop. And suddenly, you, I don't know whether you freeze or you like it. Hey. And you start watching. It's evangelism. Forceful evangelism. Hey. The way it is, you know. You also have to be forceful. You have to be forceful. One day, some people were going to invite somebody to church. The person's parents brought her. As soon as she got there, the Christians helped her to take her things to her room and gave her the number. Oh, we are this. We'll come and pick you to church tomorrow. Everything. And then the parents even heard it, so they were happy. When they went, the lady was not there. They tried. They didn't see it. So somebody said, oh, they should go to that room. She was there. When he went, not knowing that when the mother brought her and they did evangelism and they left, another person came to do evangelism. Hey. While they were doing soul winning, another two was doing flesh winning. And flesh winning was so forceful, and the soul winning was so slow, calm. So the flesh winning won. So when they went, the lady was in the boy's room. They have locked the place. I said, hey. And they were shocked. But you are still here. He said, well, I invited her and she's not coming to church. Somebody is forcing. Somebody is forcing. And you should also force. That is forceful evangelistic Christianity. Forceful. Don't think that it's easy to bring them to church. Do you know why? You have to force, because the same soul you are looking for, the devil is also looking for the soul. The devil is looking for the soul. And the devil has made it so nice. I mean, he has also made his own way. You know how we are doing our worship? The devil too has something to attract them. Yes. The devil too has something to attract them. And if you are sitting here and somebody invited you to, you should be listening that the devil has something to attract you. The devil has something to attract you. So you have to be forceful. That is why sometimes when you go and visit them, you have to tell them that, look, stay with them and bring them. Because when you tell them, somebody will come. So that is what forceful evangelistic Christianity. You have to force. You have to force for your friends. Is it that they come to church today, tomorrow they don't come? What have you done? Call them. And when you call them, force them. Hey. Yeah, I'm assuming they say, yeah, force. miracles are here for us. Also for some, snatch them from hell. Snatch them from the fire. Use force. You have seen that the person is in fire. He said, oh, let me just let him be happy in the fire.
Why?
How? So all of you who have people who came to church and are not coming, you are not forceful. You are not forceful. You are just playing. You are playing. Do you know we got to do certain things in school? When the SU people came, they were not forceful. They were not forceful. They just came, oh, come for SU. Then when we went, it wasn't nice. It wasn't nice. It wasn't forceful. Then other seniors came. And then they made it nice to us. They would come. I remember one senior came to me. Oh, how are you? What's your name? Oh, young, nice boy. Hey, come. Then he did garri soakings. And we ate. Then she has to follow him. I went to sit with him. He took his cigarette. I started smoking. I was looking at him. Hey! Then when he was doing it, his friends came around and they had some nickname. They were saying a nickname. I said, wow. And when we were in school, those days, the people were big. This guy was playing for one of the football teams. Big. I said, wow. And they would say this. So as I was sitting, I said, hey, these guys, they are cool, man. They are cool. When you go back to the meeting, the AC people were there. Even they are wanting of milk, they will not give it to you. When they are eating, they see you, they will hide it. Hey! They will hide it. But these ones were forceful. Charlie, the time we are living in, many people know that there is a God somewhere. But to get them to come to church, that they will hear the word, they will keep coming and be grounded. No. You need a certain kind of force. Yeah. Look at this brother. When he came to church, I didn't think he would stay. But he's here. Somebody has forced for him to be here. Yeah. Somebody has forced. But yours, when you brought him or her, you have left her. Yes. Sometimes I hear people on the phone almost fighting with their souls on the phone. Hey, sometimes like the soul is your soul, fighting. And some people to come to church, you have to force them. Oh, yes. Me, how people who are in church, I call them, I say, hey, I've not seen you in church for some time, come to church. So when they come to church, I see them, I'm so happy to see them. Because I call them, come to church, force. So we have to force. And next we'll go into the things that has made it difficult for people to come. Overcome it, force it. The violent take it by force. And then you must also be able to overcome excuses. You must overcome. Some of you, any excuse they give to you, you take it. Anytime you call the person, you take it. You see, the thing is that the person is in fire, but he doesn't know. Pull the person, pull. When you are pulling somebody, you don't stand there and be laughing. No. Not casual. Do you know you can even be aggressive by smiling? Smiling aggressively. Smiling but aggressive. Yeah. And let them come. Are you getting what I'm saying? So let's force and let them come. See, when you do that, God will bless you. And this thing that I'm saying, we'll see that Jesus is the one who said it to. I'm not the one who said it. We'll get to know next week that Jesus is the one who said it. That we must be aggressive. We must be aggressive. We must force them. Those of you ministers are not growing, you are not aggressive. You are not forcing. You are not forcing.
Preach it.
Some of them, you have to even go to their homes and bring them yourself. Carry them on your back like this. Yeah. And some of you must learn how to smile. Some of you, force them must be smiling.
Okay. Okay.
Some of you, they're afraid of your face.
Preach it.
Yeah. Hallelujah. So forceful evangelistic Christianity is what we must do, especially in our time. It's what we need, though. It's what we need, because at this time people want to sleep. Because God said that you should work and rest on the seventh day. How many of you have been resting on the seventh day? Nobody rests on the seventh day. Nobody is resting. 7 days rather, it's even become more work than the other days. That's why you have to force. Because God too has not changed. It is still the same. But the God of this world is the one who's making it difficult. Difficult. Otherwise, why would a young person not want to come to church? Why? It's the same reason why you didn't want to come. Yes. That you've come. Amen. So God willing, we are going to see that it's God himself who is saying that we should force. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet, everybody. There are some people, as I'm looking at your face, I realize that if someone had not forced, you would not be here today. Yeah. And there's force, they are subtle. Sometimes they force, you don't know, pressure. Some of you, it's your wives. Your wife has taken some nice thing to get you to church. Your husband has said some nice thing to get you to the church. It's all forceful evangelistic Christianity. Amen. So think of somebody who has been giving you excuses that I can't come, I can't do all these things, and tell yourself that this person is going to come. Amen. Because you know what you are doing? You are pulling the person. You are pulling the person out of fire. So don't joke with it. One day, the person will be in hell and say, oh, this person was the one who was supposed to have put me out of this fire. And he didn't force. He no force. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory for today. One of the signs of forceful evangelistic Christianity is that you are not happy to see empty chairs. When you see empty chairs, then suddenly something will do you. You want to be aggressive. I pray that this spirit of forceful evangelistic Christianity will be in our hearts. And we'll do it and get results in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen.
Beautiful. If you have been here before and you are seated, but deep down in your heart, you still are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die, I want to give you an opportunity to make a prayer for yourself today. So let every eye be closed. Let's close our eyes, whoever you are. You have been here before, but deep down in your heart, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I believe there's a heaven and I know there's a hell. And I want to be sure that if I should die now, today, I will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven. So pray for me to rededicate my life to God and to know that I will go to heaven when I die. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You want to make this your prayer? You are sitting in the congregation. Just lift up your hand. I'm going to pray with you right now. You are sitting in the congregation. Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to know that I'll go to heaven when I die. Lift up that hand, whoever you are. Lift up that hand, whoever you are. God bless you. God bless you. Every eye closed. If that hand is up, stand to your feet. Every eye closed. If that hand is up, stand to your feet. God bless you. Beautiful. Those of you here, I want you to say this prayer with me. So the whole church also, let's join and let's say this prayer together. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I thank you for ordering my steps here. I know I'm not here by chance. I'm here because you love me.
I'm here because you love me.
And today, I believe in my heart that the Lord Jesus Christ
came to die
for my sins. And
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus
is
Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus,
forgive me
of all my sins
and wash me
with your blood.
From today,
dear Jesus,
I am yours
and
you are mine. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I
thank you
that
just as I am,
with
all my fault,
you
have still accepted me and made me your child.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Beautiful.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abe Dawenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abe Dawenya. God bless you.